Denver has strong Western roots, and today we will embrace them with a National Western Stock Show favorite, Mutton Bustin'. Please welcome our Broncos Bunch kid members, ages 5 to 7 and under 50 pounds, riding sheep out of a bucking pen and into the stadium and across the field. Anything goes, and usually does, except for shearing, as contestants cling to the back of thickly coated lamb as they can. Wow, Mason Hunter the first away. Reed Saunders is field level, and he has a first row seat for this. Mason already has won today, Reed.
Thank you, Connor. Mason made it about 30 yards. He was almost in the end zone when that sheep bucked him head over heels.
Marissa Harvey this time around, although she does have the best pants in the competition.
That mutton looked mean. I don't know the demeanor of most of these sheeps, but that mutton in particular was not having it.
Are you a mutton expert, Reed?
Far from it, Connor, far from it. Can only go by what my two eyes are seeing right here.
At me, fool. Here comes Sean Peer. Makes it just inside the 20-yard line. Good effort from Sean. Next up is Brielle Barnes out of the pen. Tough to do, folks, especially in 15-degree weather.
This is actually Devin, Connor. Not Brielle. Devin took a ride. A brief one. Heads up, we have a lot of mutton loose on the field.
And this is where the sheepdogs come in. We get to see them work very well. Look at that. Trying to make a run for it.
MVP performance from the sheepdogs doing their role. Look at that. Textbook, textbook, textbook all the way from these two sheepdogs. They were not messing around down here, Connor.
Nor should they. Nothing worse than runaway sheep. All right, here comes Rail Barnes all the way almost to the 15-yard line. Miles on scene to help out, and Devin Briseno as well.
I believe that might have been Carter Maples, actually, on that run.
Ah, yes.
The order shifting a little bit. He took a good ride.
Math is hard for me. That means that this is Colton Becker trying to make it all the way to the goal line.
I don't know if they're holding on for the glory or for the sheer warmth of that lamb's wool, but either way, it's working out.
It is very comfortable. I hear you get a sweater as their prize down there, Reed. Here comes Isabella Edwards.
She went hands off and was doing the wheelie style with just holding the hands over her head. Made it a good 10 yards. Give it up for Isabella.
Swedish judge gives it a 9.8 on the way through. Good job, Isabella. Mason Pierce is going to be the next one up. Here comes Mason. Pretty good ride. Moving towards the 16, 17-yard line.
Here comes the last one, Connor. This is going to be Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn Lindblom. Here she goes. Not a bad effort as she makes her way towards the 20-yard line. And the sheep is loose. Just wanted to be part of the group. Lemmings, sheep, you name it. That'll do it for the competition, Reed, but it's time to present all of our participants today with a trophy being delivered by our Denver Broncos cheerleaders. Always good when the trophy is taller than the participant. That'll look good in the rec room. There's nothing like world champion Cowboys rolling into Denver, plus more mutton busting for the 111th National Western Stock Show and Rodeo, January 6th through the 21st. The winner is Mason Hunter, first through the gate, and he's our champion. He's on the field with our Reed Saunders.
I'm actually over here with Devin. I've got Devin about four trophies down from the end over on this way. Devin Have you ever seen a trophy this tall? This trophy's taller than you.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, he says. Devin, who was warmer out there, you or the sheep?
Me.
You were warmer than the sheep?
Yes.
That's good. Now, do you have a long career ahead of you in mutton busting and rodeo, do you think?
No.
No? Are you just saying it because you're cold and want to get off the field?
Yes.
He says yes. He's nothing if not honest. Hey, give it up again for all of our mutton busters here. Go check it out at the National Western Stock Show. Connor has more deals. National Western coming here next month in January.
Sure is, Reed. January 6th through the 21st. And the local Emmy Award is going to you for that interview.